Chapter 7. Gatsby hosted no more parties after that. Why would he? He had only hosted the parties to get Daisy's attention, and now he had that. The house next door became very quiet, although Daisy would often come over in the afternoons. I hadn't seen Gatsby for weeks when I got a telephone call. "Hello," I said. "Hello, old sport, it's me, Gatsby," said the voice on the other end. "Daisy would like to invite you to lunch tomorrow at her house." "Why are you asking me?" I said. "Because I'm going as well," he said, "and Miss Jordan will be there too." I thought it would be awkward to have lunch at Daisy's with both Tom and Gatsby, but it would be rude to say no. "It would be a pleasure," I said, and hung up the phone. Then it rang again. "Hello," I said. "Hello, Nick, it's Daisy," said the new voice. "Would you come here for lunch tomorrow?" "Of course," I said. "It would be my pleasure." I hung up the phone. Something was up. It seemed very important that I went to lunch at Tom and Daisy's house tomorrow. The next day was the hottest day of the year. It was so hot that it was unpleasant. Gatsby and I fanned ourselves with our hats as we went over to Tom and Daisy's house. As we went in, we heard the ringing of a telephone. "Ring, ring, ring, ring." I heard Tom answer the phone. He did not sound happy. "Stop calling me," he said angrily. Gatsby and I went into the living room, where Jordan and Daisy were sitting on the couch together. "She never stops ringing, does she?" said Jordan. And I realised the person on the other end of the phone must be Myrtle, Tom's other woman. "So lovely to see you both," said Daisy, jumping up to give Gatsby a kiss on the mouth. "Really?" said Jordan, rolling her eyes. "Well, why don't you give Nick a kiss?" Daisy said back. Just then, a pretty little girl with blonde curls came into the room. "Mummy," the little girl said, and ran over to Daisy. "Oh, my precious," Daisy laughed. "Come and say hello to everyone." "I'm wearing my new dress," said the little girl. "That's because Mummy wanted to show you off," Daisy laughed. "Isn't she lovely?" I nodded, and a shocked Gatsby said, "She looks just like you." As the day went on, it got hotter and hotter. All afternoon, Daisy and Gatsby made it obvious that they were in love. Tom got more and more upset. It seemed it was okay for him to have another woman, but it was not okay for his wife to have another man. "Oh, it's just too hot," said Daisy. "Whatever shall we do?" "I know. Let's go into the city." "It is too hot to go anywhere," said Jordan. "No, let's go," said Tom. "We'll take the cars. That will make us cooler." Outside, we went towards the cars. Gatsby had his unique yellow car, and Tom had a fancy blue car. "Shall we all go in your car?" Gatsby said to Tom. "My car won't fit all of us." "I think I'd like to drive your car," said Tom. "You can drive mine." Gatsby did not like the sound of that, but it was rude to say no. "I'm afraid it's too low on petrol," he said. "Nonsense," said Tom, jumping into Gatsby's special car. "I'll fill it up at the garage on the way. Come on, Daisy." But Daisy didn't want to go with Tom. "You take Nick and Jordan," she said. "I'll go with Gatsby." And off we all went into the city on the hottest day of the year.